One of the most contentious aspects of Australia's coronavirus response is classroom teaching, whether it's best done face-to-face or via distance learning at home. The Federal Education Minister, Dan Tehan, yesterday accused Victoria's Premier of taking a sledgehammer to the school system because Victoria has been slower than other states to reopen classrooms. Mr. Tehan later conceded he'd gone too far. But parents' groups say the political bun fight's only creating more confusion for families. Political reporter Alexandra Beach has more.
Rod Lewis has two children learning from home right now, one in primary, the other high school, and he's still enjoying it.
Personally for me, it's been a very interesting and rewarding experience to have more of a closer input to what they do and how they structure their day and how they set their week up. It's been really good for me personally to be able to learn and experience from that as well.
Rod Lewis is the chairman of Catholic School Parents Victoria. He believes families want a cautious approach to reopening classrooms.
The most important thing is that we're hearing from our parents is that we don't want to rush back too soon to school with their kids only having got into routines of remote learning at home. And it is challenging for everyone, particularly with families with more than two children at different year levels and sometimes different schools, but we need to encourage them to keep persevering. So if it means that we take that conservative approach with regards to the health and well-being of our families and our teachers, that would be our support and our advice to our parents in Victoria.
Victoria's delay in setting a date for reopening classrooms has been frustrating the Morrison government. And yesterday, the Federal Education Minister, Dan Tehan, launched a scathing attack on the state's Premier, Daniel Andrews.
The question to Dan Andrews is, sure, take a sledgehammer to defeating the coronavirus, but why are you taking a sledgehammer also to your school system? This is a failure of leadership by Dan Andrews.
Dan Tehan then issued a mea culpa, saying his personal frustration had led him to overstep the mark. The Prime Minister has previously said parents should look to state governments for advice on schools in their area. But Gail McCarty from Parents Victoria, which represents families with students at state government schools, says there's been ongoing interference from the federal government and it's not helpful.
You know, Victorian public often get confused about when a federal education minister speaks versus the state education minister. And it's the same in relation to whose jurisdiction, who has powers over what decisions. And the Prime Minister was very clear at the outset of the virus about that responsibility lies with the state territory leaders. What we would be calling for is, you know, to really press on the politicians to give it a break, that, you know, let the Victorian Public Health Officer and our Victorian government revisit their plans regarding the remaining of the school term too.
And she's urging politicians to be a bit more careful.
Communication is key. Be consistent with your messaging. If you keep confusing people's minds, that will rise people's anxiety. It will not diminish it.
Gail McCarty from Parents Victoria, ending Alexandra Beach's report.